Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now then, one of the most prolific websites out there to go gather news and find out news coming in the world of guns is the Truth About Guns, and I like to do a recap. And, well, I do that with the editor-in-chief because he knows every article that's going up there. Do you have to actually approve every article? Do you see every article that goes up there?
Generally, yeah. Every once in a while, somebody will throw one up if I'm out of, I'm indisposed. But yeah, mostly I read through them all.
Well, let's start with this one because this one I'm very curious about. This one, political risk: more gun sales don't mean more gun rights supporters.
Yeah, that was an op-ed from one of our readers who is cautioning against complacency on the part of gun owners. Obviously, we've had a historic gun buying boom in this country in the last three months, and a lot of people have said that signifies the end of the gun control debate. He's not so sure, and he's reading political tea leaves as he sees them, and thinks that we could be in some serious trouble. Both in the presidential election level and possibly in the Senate, too, with some key Senate races leaning toward the anti-gun side at this point.
Well, I mean, I'm looking at this and I'm just wondering, he's giving a lot of credence to generals that come out and say things about Trump, isn't he?
Yeah, I don't know that I really put a lot of weight into what those people say. You know, people who've been fired. Trump is famous for not treating people he no longer has use for very well, and I'm sure these people are only too happy to come back and crack back and send shrapnel back his way.
Sure.
So I don't know that that really signifies much of anything. But he's a little more concerned with the fact that, he's worried that gun owners won't be as committed to supporting Trump as, it might have been due to comments he made like, take the guns first, go through due process later, and the fact that, he's the one who pushed through the ATF's reevaluation of bump stocks as machine guns and the fact that we can't buy those anymore.
So he's making a few presumptions, like that Trump makes up his own mind about what he should do with gun issues, instead of and in the particular time with the bump stocks, you know, wasn't he consulting on a regular basis with the NRA?
Well, that's my understanding, and I've talked to people who say they know what was going on at the time, and that the administration didn't have much choice, and if they didn't throw bump stocks on the fire, then they stood to have an actual law written that would have been more damaging. Right? So instead of an ATF re-examining of bump stocks and reclassifying them as
it's just a rule. It's a rule.
It is. And something that can be changed. It's basically administrative law. And if he hadn't done it that way, and Congress would have forced through an actual law outlawing them, which, if and when it comes up, will have there'd be virtually no way to overturn something like that in the courts, where this may be entirely different. So it may have been a bit of realpolitik at the time. While it certainly angered gun owners, it may have been, according to these people, the smartest way to go given the circumstances.
You know, this thing about listening to generals, you know, Michael Flynn was a general. And the problem with generals is generals don't know how to play politics, although they're politicians. Without a doubt, they're politicians. But, I mean, Flynn got suckered right into committing perjury and then taking a plea deal on perjury over a crime that never actually occurred. And now he's got a judge that won't let it go. You know, Mattis and Kelly, those guys are just deep state boys. That's all they are. They, you know, that's all they are. And I don't know. I saw this and there's never a time for gun owners to be complacent, ever.
No, never. Couldn't agree more. I mean, we've quoted people saying the gun debate is over. You know, this is the end of gun control with all the new first time gun owners who've stepped up and put their money on the counter over the last 60 days. But while we've quoted those people, that isn't necessarily what we believe.
I know it's an op-ed. I understand. I get that.
And the gun control side has more lives than a room full of cats. They're never dead. They are as resilient as cockroaches and every bit as attractive. You have to give them credit. They play the long game and they just keep going and going.
Oh, yeah.
They're the Energizer Bunny of politics, and they will never stop. They're just like the Terminator. You can't reason with them. You can't argue with them. You can't fight them. They will always keep going, and we have to do the same on our side.
Yeah, I just the other part that I saw that I find interesting that it still goes on, but people still give credence to polls. And I think a poll is a short way to spell propaganda.
Well, you would have thought that 2016 would have cured a whole lot of people of that. Polls themselves can be rigged in terms of how they ask the questions, and poll results can be misinterpreted. And if you don't look at exactly how the questions are asked and who is asked, then you can't evaluate the accuracy of a poll. And most people don't do that. And most people create polls more to create news and shape the news than they do to actually measure what's actually happening among the electorate. So,
and especially taking a poll from CNN. I mean, if CNN didn't have this contract with all the airports, nobody'd be watching CNN.
They do have a lot of captive
audience. They have those captive audiences, and that's the only way they can get viewed. And I mean, that's only in passing. I'm waiting on that while I'm waiting on my sandwich and my bottle of water. Please hurry up. My gate is, they're boarding now. So I just find that interesting that some people still fall for the same hacks that are out there that have never gotten it right. It's like that Neil Ferguson guy at Imperial College. He got the whole COVID-19 thing wrong.
Yeah, he doesn't have a great track record, does he?
No, and neither do these polls. So, anyway, we're heading for the first break in the hour now at the Truth About Guns. Much fairer treatment to this cat than the New York Times gave to Senator Tom Cotton. But this is the kind of thing you'll get here, something to stimulate a conversation and make people think. Go look at the comments when you see this stuff. It just goes on and on and on. The conversation has always begun. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
So, you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps, in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, SunnyBay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at SunnyBay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at SunnyBay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to Sunny-Bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're talking to Dan Zimmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com. This one is one of yours. And this one is making news all over the place, and it's really sort of making me scratch my head. But in Minneapolis, the Minneapolis City Council has decided to reduce funding or defund or what, and they not only that, they also want to disband it. Do they? What do you think about this?
Well, over the weekend, as the cry to defund police nationwide went up, Minneapolis City Council, enough of them to be a veto-proof majority, pledged in writing to not just defund, but dismantle the city's police department. What would take its place isn't exactly clear. The Minneapolis City Council president, Lisa Bender, said it would be a transformative new model of public safety. What exactly that looks like is anyone's guess. However, to the extent that there are fewer cops on the street and longer response times to criminal calls, that is going to mean more dead people, more people shot, more people killed, more people injured, and in fact, more dead black people. And it would, even if the city's obviously flawed police department isn't changed, you cannot eliminate law enforcement from a society and not expect negative results.
Now, the thing about this, though, right, that they seem to be looking at, you pull a lot of figures out of there, and one thing I've always found about math never has an agenda. The other thing that I that strikes me about this is because this goes against the traditional Democratic funding machine, doesn't it? Because unions, they're talking about not having a police union. They want to get rid of that and not, you know, stand up to that and that all that other stuff. And, you know, this is, I don't even know how to look at this and how to try to figure out how to solve this.
Well, I'm not clear either because there's a couple of things. First of all, I assume the union has the city has a contract with the police union,
right,
or has entered into some agreement with them. And if they had some sort of mass layoff of police officers, they'd probably still end up having to pay these people. Although I'm not privy to their contract, I don't know what the exact terms are. But that's obviously got to be taken into account. There are a couple things that cities can do to actually improve their police forces if they want to and if they have the courage to do that. And one would be to eliminate police unions as bargaining entities for police officers, because what they do in many cases, in most cases, is they protect bad cops from being disciplined or fired. That apparently was exactly the case with Derek Chauvin, the man who had his knee on George Floyd's neck. He had, I think, 18 prior complaints against him and had been able to keep his job throughout all of that. The other thing they can do is to eliminate qualified immunity. Qualified immunity means it is darn near impossible to sue a police officer for anything,
right,
he does on the job.
Right.
And as long as they have protection of their job and no financial risk whatsoever, bad cops are going to act with impunity. And they have and they will. not until they're actually worried about losing their job and worry about losing everything they own will they cops who are actually bad, and again, I believe that this is by far a minority of them, but the bad cops, not until they are at risk for those things will any behaviors change.
Some of the things you point out, like a cop is 18 and a half times more likely to be killed by a black male than an unarmed black male is likely to be killed by a cop. These are all painstakingly compiled stats that are actually real. I know they're they seem harsh, but that's the way reality often works out. I mean, you use Chicago, where 47% of cases where a murder victim is white, they solve those, and only 22% of cases when a victim is black.
That's correct. You know, it's notoriously difficult to conduct investigations for police to conduct criminal investigations in black neighborhoods because the populace typically don't trust the police. They don't cooperate. A lot of these areas are run by criminal elements or threatened by criminal elements. So the last thing they want to do is cooperate with police and then have can suffer the retribution for that down the road. So yeah, it's very difficult. What was even more disgusting was the Minneapolis City Council president this morning on TV, CNN talking head asked her a very good question. Against all odds, and they asked, you know, if you dismantle the police department, what is a citizen going to do if they've got somebody breaking into their home in the middle of the night? Who are they going to call? And Lisa Bender said, well, you have to realize that calling police in the middle of the night when you're being broken into is evidence of privilege.
Right. Yeah, I saw that. Anyway. Coming up on I mean, we can explore that a little deeper if you want to when we get back. But yeah, that sort of speaks for itself. That's that typical millennial nonsense. Not based upon anything factual. Anyway, check out thetruthaboutguns.com. There's 10, 15 articles like the ones we're talking about tonight. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is meeting with law enforcement officials at the White House. Now, the president is appalled by the calls to reduce or eliminate funding for police departments.
This has been a very strong year for less crime. Let's put it that way, less crime. And there's a reason for less crime. That's because we have great law enforcement. I'm very proud of them. There won't be defunding. There won't be dismantling of our police. And there's not going to be any disbanding of our police. Our police have been letting us live in peace, and we want to make sure we don't have any bad actors in there. And
former Vice President Joe Biden breaking with the group Black Lives Matter and saying he does not support defunding the police. And your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell. Dow gained 461 points to finish at 27,572. This is USA Radio News. Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin's bail is being set at more than $1 million. That comes following his initial court appearance on Monday. He'll be back in court on June 29th. New York City's transit systems reopened. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the latest.
The head of the MTA, Pat Foy, is urging all subway and bus riders to still use face coverings. He also says the MTA is doing its part by doing very rigorous cleaning.
Every car is being disinfected every night, stations twice a day. We're going to continue that disinfecting. We're doing some really innovative piloting with ultraviolet light, which kills the COVID-19 virus.
Ridership was expected to soar come Monday morning as hundreds of thousands of people were expected to go back to work, but reports are ridership was light on both the subway and buses. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
And load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are talking to editor-in-chief of the TruthAboutGuns.com, Dan Zimmerman. I'm not one for political correctness or anything, but I saw this, and I saw that you covered it as well. And I think it's ridiculous. And I think it's ridiculous that we even have to speak about it, but It is the epitome of a crazy example of PC culture. HBO is going to take away Elmer Fudd's gun.
Yeah, it's very, very stupid. Time Warner owns HBO, Warner Brothers, and they're apparently rebooting the Looney Tunes universe, one of which is going to be Bugs Bunny. And I've decided that having a hunter carry a rifle, I think he carries a rifle rather than a shotgun, but carry a gun when he's hunting Bugs Bunny, as he's done for, I don't know, when Bugs Bunny start, in the 30s maybe?
Yeah.
That's apparently beyond the pale. We just can't have that anymore. So instead, they're going to give him a side, you know, if your listeners aren't familiar with it, that's a curved metal instrument that people use to hunt, to cut wheat and things with. It's also the symbol on the Soviet flag, if you can picture that. It's a curved, sharp object. And I guess they think that cutting bugs' head off with a scythe is more politically correct, more gentle, and more tolerable than having somebody walk around with a gun. So poor Elmer is out of luck.
Yeah. I'm surprised they didn't decide they wanted to just have some conflict resolution or something going on between Bugs and, you know, Bugs and Daffy throw it in there by wabbit hunting season, duck hunting season, and all that other stuff. It's very confusing to be Elmer Fudd, and plus he has the only gun that simply blows your beak backwards and then you just snap it back on and good to go.
Yeah, it never seemed to kill anybody when he managed to shoot one of them, because he did get them every once in a while.
Yep.
So it wasn't his, apparently, wasn't a deadly weapon. But he's gonna have to do without. Now there's apparently still gonna be, you know, Acme explosives and other things that go boom and bang, but a gun just isn't in the equation anymore for them. I think they said we're going through this wave of anti-bullying. Everybody needs to be friends. Everybody needs to get along. So yeah, I think you're right. I think maybe they should have just set up a little a woodland hut where they can do conflict resolution sessions and film those between Bugs and Elmer. And I'm sure the kiddies out there would be more than interested in watching that go on.
I don't understand why it's okay to blow somebody up or drop a safe on them. There's always an Acme safe. Yeah, an anvil. Yeah,
exactly.
I don't know why bludgeoning someone horrifically to death or beheading them is okay.
I mean, it's insane. I mean, it's just for the same reason that we don't talk about hammer violence or car violence or explosive violence. We only talk about gun violence. Those other methods are okay for some reason. They're far more politically acceptable and tolerable. Poor Elmer, he's going to have to leave his gun back in the safe. And then,
this is going to be marketed at children, right?
I assume.
So the same children, they will go out and they will buy various video games to go with their stuff, and they will do all kinds of crazy violence with all kinds of really graphic. I mean, it's incredible what they can do with a video game now. And that's going to be okay, right? Plus whatever they watch on TV. I mean, I don't know how many parental controls are put into watching TV. I don't watch any TV. That's why I don't do it. But the comics artist Johnny Ryan says, we're going through waves of anti-bullying. Everybody needs to be friends. Everybody. Sure they do. Absolutely they do. It's not, it's you know, but this is entertainment. This is escapism. I'm glad that Who Framed Roger Rabbit came out when it did. Can you imagine if somebody tried to put that out today?
Exactly.
Or Trading Places, or 48 Hours, or Blazing Saddles. Can you imagine if somebody was going to put those films out today, which those are hilarious to me, and I thoroughly enjoyed them. And at the same time, they did some realistic depictions of the way people talked at various times. And are we supposed to just ignore reality?
That's exactly what they do. And another reality they're ignoring is the fact that these kids who they're trying to protect and shape their little skulls full of mush are, if they don't like what they're seeing on HBO, they can flip right over on their cable channel and watch John Wick. And watch, I don't think anybody's going to take the guns out of John Wick's hands.
Oh, no.
So they can see things far worse than anything Elmer Fudd would ever do with his cartoon handgun or his cartoon rifle.
So, You know, I watched this stuff, and I didn't grow up to be a serial killer. I didn't go out beating people with claw hammers or that, any of that other stuff. I mean,
neither did I. And I managed to watch Roadrunner and Coyote, and I never dropped a slate on anybody's head or blew anybody up.
Now, you want to talk about a bully? The Roadrunner was a bully. He was a bully. He would come up right behind Wile E. Coyote and just beep, beep, and he'd just jump off the edge of that cliff.
Give him a coronary.
And see, later on in the military, when I Australian rappelled down the side of a hill, I actually looked like the coyote when I hit the bottom of the hill because I misjudged the brake stretch factor on the rope.
Yikes.
Yeah. They just sort of booted me out of the way for the next guy. But they said up top, the puff of dust and everything happened.
I bet it did.
So, yeah.
Just like the coyote.
And, you know, when I got done, I thought about that. And I thought it was sort of funny because, you know, I was... It knocked the wind out of me, and everybody laughed at me, but it was, you know, it was training. It was all in good fun, and I guess it's like everybody wants to be Dean Wormer. No more fun of any kind, huh?
No. Somebody has to say to HBO, fat, dumb, and politically correct is no way to go through life.
That, yeah.
Dean,
yeah.
Wormer, Dean Wormer was
yeah. I can't imagine the meeting they must have had when they were, you know, we've got to reimagine this whole Elmer Fudd thing. You know, he runs around with a double-barreled something. I mean, we can't have that. What about the children? You know, let's give them a sight. Let's give them a sight. They've seen these beheadings that Islam does. They're used to that. We can do with that.
Yeah.
Anyway. At the truthaboutguns.com, Dan is the editor-in-chief there, and at everything goes through his under his eye before it hits the page, and a lot of stuff goes under his eye daily. 10, 15 articles in some cases. Check them out at thetruthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're speaking with Dan Zimmerman from TheTruthAboutGuns.com. Now, this next little bit, and this goes back a day, I think, maybe, but this is an absolute piece of stupidity. Part of the proposals that these police defunders are to take, what do we call them, courtesy officers or just the police officers that are stationed at schools.
Yeah, exactly. The school resource officers. A lot of cities have already terminated their agreements with police departments to pull cops out of school. Minneapolis already has. I think I read that Los Angeles has as well. So let's just think for a minute what this means. You've got most of these, while there are exceptions, most school districts in the country still prohibit their staff and teachers from carrying a gun in school in order to protect their students should the worst happen. But they did instead, in many cases, and there are 25,000 school resource officers around the country, if they had police there. The wacko left always called them occupying forces in the schools. And objected to the fact that they were there. And, of course, as in all situations, occasionally there would be a problem with a school resource officer. They would do something stupid. They would do something over the line. But in most cases, they're there and doing their jobs and making sure that there is at least someone there able to respond if a kid brings a knife to school, if a fight breaks out or if, God forbid, somebody opens fire in a school. Well, now there is the moves on nationwide to get these police officers out of schools with absolutely no provision that I've heard for providing any kind of armed defense for these campuses. Are they going to hire private security people? Are they going to Minneapolis or in Los Angeles going to allow their teachers to train and to carry firearms in the schools? Probably when pigs fly. So instead, they're going to leave these students unprotected, less safe, and then when inevitably some kid brings a gun to school and opens fire, there'll be nobody there to do anything about it.
Well, I mean, this is it's the same thing with the defunding police, where it's already a very rare event, but do you think that the incel types, as a lot of them seem to be, do you think they'll get out there and say, well, there's nothing keeping me from doing what I want now?
Yeah, I mean, you have to believe that some of these people who are, you know, a few light bulbs short of a full chandelier anyway, take this as a signal that if they were thinking about doing something crazy, now's the best time to do it. Now that there's less resistance to getting out there hurting people, you're going to have the thought of these schools with absolutely no protection whatsoever is just mind-boggling and it's frightening. And it's a recipe for disaster.
Well, let me ask you a question. And I saw this and I was like, wow, even a broken clock is right twice a day. Sean White, the typical anti-police rabble rouser and, baiter, he got out there and said, all these places where all this stuff is happening are Democrats. We elected these people.
Sean King, yeah.
Sean King. I said Sean White is a snowboarder. I'm sorry. Sean King, yeah.
No, you're absolutely right. He has been a surprising and a rare voice of sanity through all this.
Right.
He has taken note that the place where all of this is happening are places where they have been under one-party rule for decades. I love the people that that try to blame what happened in Minneapolis on people in Washington, when you got a city with a Democrat mayor, a kid who looks like he's about 14 years old and acts the same way, in a dark blue state with a Democrat governor. And cops who are protected by police unions who make the sotto voce deal with city leaders that as long as you continue to fund us, we'll deliver the votes every November when it's time to vote. So it's a self-perpetuating system. And what do you get? You get cops that you can't get rid of if and when they go bad. And when it all boils over, they point the finger of blame somewhere else.
Right. When they get what they voted for, they point the finger of blame to somebody else. So I found that oddly refreshing, and at the same time, I just wonder how long that will last. But I mean, this is also going to be something where the Republicans are going to force Joe Biden to say, "Do you support defunding the police?" Aren't they?
And I saw something, a news report flash right before the show started, saying that he has come out and said he does not do that. Joe is apparently still has enough neurons to rub together to know that that would be that would be political suicide. he can come out for a lot of things. He can say, I'm for grabbing all your guns, and I'm going to appoint Robert Francis O'Rourke to confiscate America's AR-15s. Saying that I want the police in this country defunded and a reenactment of the purge nationwide,
right,
nobody's going to vote for that.
No. But at the same time, I mean, he's also gets to be the crime bill Joe. He did put a lot of policies out there that, both in the Senate and he supported them with Obama. That he's got a lot of problems. I do not see any of this stuff changing the election at all. I don't see any of this stuff. Oh no, oh no. Oh no! If you look at the cities that stayed locked down the longest, and I know that in other states, I mean, we've had protests here, but if you look at where the real serious violence is occurring right now, it's the same. It's in the same states where they didn't want to unlock, for the most part.
There does seem to be an amazing correlation between all that.
I mean, you could do all kinds of overlays and just overlay it. You could say inner city black on black crime, boom. Then do the same one, most black people killed in the demonstrations, boom. Overlays are lining up, and they start lining up, and it's just like it's going to be worse for Joe than it was for Hillary. I think. I'm just waiting for the debates. When the debates happen, that'll be. I'll have the popcorn. We should have like a watch party or something. Anyway,
we shall see.
We shall see. Anyway, thank you very much for showing up. Truthaboutguns.com. That's where Dan plies his trade, and he is daily doing multiple articles all day long. Hour number three is inbound. Go check him out at thetruthaboutguns.com. When we get back, the rant continues. This is Lock and Load.
CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.